Gemara in this week's parasha discusses the Isser of Baal Tosef. If you look in Shlishi, the pasuk says, "Es kol adavar asher anochi mitzav eschem osos ishmaru la'asos lo sosef olav velo sigram imenu." Do not add to the mitzvahs of the Torah, and do not diminish, do not reduce from the mitzvahs of the Torah. And this really has relevance to this year in particular. Because this year, Rosh Hashanah is Chal on Shabbos. And Chazal made a takanam derabanan because they're worried that a person may take a shofar into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos and carry it to a baki to either learn how to blow or how to recite the brachos. And Chazal were worried maybe the person would carry in an area where there's no Erev. So Chazal said, we're going to cancel the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar this year, otherwise known as Gzeira de Rabba. Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos. And Chazal canceled the mitzvah. And the Rashba says, is this appropriate? Does Chazal really have the kalach? The Rashba says, Chazal really, not only do they cancel and tell us not to do a mitzvah, they are dealing with lavin, they are dealing with yisurim when doing so. Because they are now being megareya from the mitzvahs. They now are reducing from the mitzvahs HaTorah, and they have a serious iser on their hands. And he questions, why do Chazal have this koach? But the truth is, you don't even have to come to this year specifically, that Rosh Hashanah is Chal on Shabbos, that we encounter an iser when it comes to the Tkiyah Shofar. Tosus and Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Zayin, already asked the question, that every year, when we blow the shofar, he doesn't understand why we are not in violation of the Isser, of Baal Tosef. Tosef says, every year we blow the shofar, we don't only blow the kolos that are Minat Torah, the kolos that Minat Torah you need to Yuyotze, Chazal added on above and beyond the 30 kolos that you could be Yotze already, your Chiv de Oraisa, Chazal added on 100 kolos. The Chazal said Kedei la'arvid l'asasatan, to confuse the satan. So we want to add on even 100 kolos. There's no 9 kolos, no 30 kolos. No, we add on much more. We add on 100 kolos. So Tosfos asks, isn't this a hosafa on the chiyuvei haTorah? The fact that in the Rabbanon they are metaking to add on to the tzkios midoraisa, isn't this Baal Tosef? So Tosfos says no. The answer to my question is it's not Baal Tosef. Because Baal Tosef, says Tosos, is only when you add something entirely new, entirely different to the mitzvah. When you have Dalad Minim of the Lulav, and you add a fifth foreign min, or you add a kol that's not similar to the kolos of the kolos Minat Torah. However, if all I'm doing is repeating the same kolos again and again of the kolos that I'm chayim midoraisa, that's not a violation of Baal Tosef. All you're doing is repeating the same action. However, the Rashba in Rosh Hashanah disagrees with Tosfos. He doesn't write the same idea as Tosfos, that the answer to the question of why you, when you encounter Baal Tosef every year, but when you encounter the Tkiyah Shofar every year, you really encounter the Isser and the violation of Baal Tosef. And the Rashba says, you're right, you do. And there's a serious Isser on our hands. However, Chachamim have a Koach. Because they have a Koach within the framework of the Torah, the Torah grants them a certain Koach, so they have the ability to push off the Isser d'Oraisa of Baal Tosef. And they're not, and you don't have to be worried. An individual has to be worried, but Chachamim, when they make takanas, they don't have to be worried of the violation of Baal Tosef, because they have this koach. And the Rashba says, and what's my proof? My proof to this yisod is this year. Rosh Hashanah that's Chal on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, the Chachamim came along and canceled the mitzvah. So the Rashba says, not only did they cancel the mitzvah, but they're come into conflict with an Isser d'Oraisa by doing so. They are being megareya, they are reducing from the mitzvahs of the Torah. Min haTorah I have a chiyuv to blow shofar this Rosh Hashanah. And Chachamim came and canceled this mitzvah. The Rashba asks, how do they do so? Aren't they in violation of the Isser of Baal Tigra? And the Rashba says, no. Because Chachamim are unique. Chachamim have a special kalach to push off the Yisr of Baal Tigra. And so too, they have the ability every year, when we blow the shofar, they have the ability to push off the Yisr of Baal Tosef. Wow. So whereas it comes to Tosfos, who understands, the whole question is not a question. Because you're not even in violation of the Yisr of Baal Tosef, because all you're doing is repeating, the Rashba seems to totally disagree. The Rashba at first seems to say that no, yes, there is a potential violation of Baal Tosef over here when you repeat the Kolos Midrabanan. However, writes the Rashba, since it's a Takanas Chachamim, so you're not in violation. So let me ask you a question. According to the Rashba, he doesn't agree to the Yisod of Tosfos. If one repeats the same mitzvah and adds on, that's the violation of Baal Tosef. So if the Rashba is eating Leil HaSeder, and he already was yotzei his kazayis of matzah, and he eats a little more matzah, according to the Rashba, you're in violation of Baal Tosef. And here you don't have the koach of the takana of chachamim, because there was no takana to eat more. You were yotzei the mitzvah already. So why aren't you in violation of Baal Tosef if you eat more than the chiv of the Torah? That's question one. But the question is also on the proof of the Rashba. The Rashba writes that the proof to his yesod, that the Isra of Baal Tosef is not violated when Chacham make a takana, is this year Rosh Hashanah's Chalias B'Shabbos. Because really, theoretically, when we cancel the mitzvah of Shofar this year, we should all be in violation of Baal Tigra. Because we are reducing from the mitzvahs of the Torah. The Turi Evan disagrees with the Rashba. He says he doesn't understand the Rashba. When I look at the word Baal Tigra, a reduction. So, let me give a mashal. If I have a house, and I have many kids, so I want to add an addition to the house to allow for more space. So that is a hosafa, Baal Tosef. Or if I have a structure of the house, and now my kids are married off and I want to downsize. So I reduce from the house, and I make it one floor. But that is a reduction from an already existing structure of a house. The Turi Evan writes, if you do nothing, your shofar is sitting in the shelf. Rosh Hashanah Shechali is B'Shabbos, we don't even take the shofar. And we just daven and we don't even touch the shofar. That is Baal Tigra? What are you being negareya from? What are you reducing? You have no physical structure that you're reducing with. I need a house to now say that I'm reducing the size of the house. But if the chlal don't even start blowing the shofar, so what am I reducing from? That's not being megareya, writes the Turi Evan. That's just not beginning. Leka haschola. You're just being mevatel, a mitzvah essay. But you're not being over a violation of Baal Tigra. The Turi Evan writes, the classical Baal Tigra is only if technically I already was yotzei the mitzvah, and the evidence just was enough, and I'm megareya, I don't do what is lechatchila. The Turi Evan writes, when it comes to matan damim on the mizbeach, so I have a chiv to put the dam on the four corners of the mizbeach. But b'di'evet, one is yotzei if he puts it on one corner. So the Turi Evan writes, this is a violation of Baal Tigra, since the mitzvah already exists in our Torah when I put it on one corner, because b'di'evet I am yotzei. So by me not putting it on all four corners, I am now violating Baal Tigra. But if the mitzvah in our Torah does not exist, if there's nothing there to check me off in the Torah, so then how could you say you're being megareya? You did half a mitzvah. Half a mitzvah doesn't count, klap ishmaya. There's nothing, there's no structure that you're being megareya from. And that's the question of the Turi Evan. But the Turi Evan takes it one step further. And the Turi Evan says, I don't even understand. According to you, Rashba, when I sit passively and I do absolutely nothing, so I'm not only mevatel mitzvah saseh, but I'm also over the violation of Baal Tigra alo saseh in the Torah. So the Turi Evan asks, there is one man d'amar we have at the Paskin that to get Malkus you have to be over a lav sheyesh bo maisa. You have to be active in the lo saseh that the Torah mentioned. However, there's one man d'amar Rabbi Yehuda that says, a lav sheyesh bo maisa lo ken alav. Even a lav that does not, and you're not active, you still get Malkus. As long as the Torah specified a lo saseh, that automatically obligates Malkus, the punishment. So ask the Turi Evan, according to you, Rashba, anytime I'm totally passive, I'm a vatal mitzvah saseh, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I should get Malkus, because I would also violate a lo saseh of Baal Tigra. Even though I wasn't active, but he holds lav sheyesh bo maisa lo ken alav. Is this possible? I sit at home on a Sunday morning, I'm lazy to come to shul, I'm a vatal mitzvah saseh of tefillin. I don't put on tefillin that day.
I would get Malkus. I violate an Isser Matan Torah. Puri Evin says, absolutely not. There's two different tracks. There's mitzvah's essay and being passive, not involving yourself in the mitzvah. And then there's Lavin. But to be Mevakel and mitzvah's essay, you're not over the Isser Baal Tigra. These are the questions of the Turi Evin. And the Turi Evin says, fundamentally, I'll tell you, my Yisod is really already apparent in the Gemara. Because the Gemara tells us in Sukkah that certain times in the history of the of Jews, they didn't always have the Dalad Minim to be Yotzi for the mitzvah of Lulav. So the Gemara says, what happens if they only had three Minim and they didn't have an Esrog? So the Gemara says, maybe today, to make a Zecher, maybe you should take an apple, a Rimon, a Parish, another mint. So the Gemara says, no, we don't want to do this, although the intention is correct and you should make a Zecher, but the Gemara says we're worried that Neshama Nafik Churba Mimne. Maybe something bad will come out of this. Next year, when they are going to attain Esrogim, and they're going to be able to be Yotzi the Mitzvah, people are going to think that you could be Yotzi the Mitzvah with an apple, with a parish, with a rimon, and it's going to be a horrible thing that people are now going to violate the Mitzvah when it's accessible. So the Turi Evin asks, why is it that the Gemara was only Choshe Shema Nafik Churba Minei? Maybe one will next year violate, will not accomplish the mitzvah because they'll think that this is kosher. I have a more serious problem. Baal Tigra, writes the Turi Evin. That's exactly what I'm saying. The Gemara was not bothered by Baal Tigra because you didn't even start the mitzvah. If you take three minim and you don't take all four, so there wasn't even a haskalah. There wasn't even a structure of the house to reduce from that this can actually be counted in the Torah as the lav of Baal Tigra. This is why the Gemara had to come on to a further chash, another chash of Shema Nafik Churba Minei. But there was no violation of Baal Tigra. And these are the problems with the Shitas HaRashba. The Beis HaLevi, in the sense of the Rashba, he writes that maybe one can distinguish between a case where the Dalad Minim are all in front of me, and let's say I pick up three Minim, and Tosos already tells us I could even pick it up one after the other, I don't have to hold it all in one hand. So I pick up three one after the other, and then I'm going about to pick the fourth one, and I don't. I leave it right in front of me on the table. But it's accessible, writes the Beis HaLevi. You have the ability to pick it up and be Yotzei in the mitzvah. So writes the Beis HaLevi, that's where the Rashba said you would violate Baal Tigra. If the shofar's right in front of you, and it's right there on the shelf and you don't take it, so that's Baal Tigra. But the Gemara of Shema Nafik Churba Minei, the Gemara in Sukkah, that says you shouldn't take a parish or a rimon, you shouldn't take a pomegranate instead of an esro, wasn't bothered by the Isser of Baal Tigra, because there it was inaccessible. There was no esrog around, so therefore there was no violation of Baal Tigra. And this is a possible defense that the Beis HaLevi writes for the question of the Turi Evin from the Gemara in Sukkah. But it doesn't seem to answer the question fully, and the Turi Evin seems to ask, his question still stays alive. Because I don't understand. Yes, it's true when I pick up three min and one after the other. So if I pick up the fourth min, we see that now I was Yotzei in the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. But until I pick up that fourth min, I didn't start a mitzvah. There's nothing checked off Klapei Shmaya. Nothing began, because there's no mitzvah here. There's no difference than what I did than waving a stick in the air. So why should it be that this is considered a reduction from an already existing structure? And there's no mitzvah b'dieved that you can say, like the Turi Evin writes, that I'm being migareya from. There is no mitzvah over here until I pick up that fourth min. And the Stei Chemet, he attempts to defend the question of Lav She'en Bo Maisa Lokan Alav. How is it possible that according to the Rashba, every time you sit back and you don't practice the mitzvah, he would seem to claim that you would be over a lav, and according to the Manda Amr, Lav She'en Bo Maisa Lokan Alav, so you should get Malkus. So the Stei Chemet, he writes, maybe the lav of Baal Tosif is different than any other lav. Just like we have in this week's parsha, in the mitzvah of tzedakah, so the Torah tells us there's a mitzvah to give tzedakah, but there's also a lav, lo sikpot, lo sa'ameitz. So the Nesivis asks, in the Sefer Beis Yaakov, I don't understand. There is a statement in the Gemara in Nedarim called Prutah de Rav Yosef, A person who is osik b'mitzvah, osik in the mitzvah of hashavas aveda, so he is now pater from giving tzedakah. Because osik b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. However, asked the Beis Yaakov, if the Torah tells us that there are lavim when it comes to tzedakah, of lo sa'amit, lo siklots, so then how is it possible that you can tell me that an osik b'mitzvah now can violate a lav? An osik b'mitzvah has the ability to eat chazer. An osik b'mitzvah has the ability to eat treif, to eat nevelas. How is this possible? So the Beis Yaakov says he doesn't understand. So a yisod that's brought up by the Achronim, the Chonim, and others, is that the lav of, that are applied to the mitzvah of tzedakah are not independent lavim, but they're lavim haba lechazik esa ese. They're only there as a sniff, as a footnote to the mitzvah in order to strengthen the mitzvah. They are not independent lavim. So therefore, when it comes to the concept of osik b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah, although there is a lav over here, but the lav is only a footnote, is only there in order to connect, to strengthen the mitzvah. So in theory, this lav is really viewed as a mitzvah's essay. So the halacha of osik b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah would apply. And the Shtei Chemet says maybe one could suggest that the lav of Baal Tosif and Baal Tigra are not independent lavim, but they are attached, they are a footnote to every mitzvah of the Taryag mitzvahs of the Torah. And therefore, although you're right, when it comes to a regular lav, one would get Malkus, according to the Manda Amar, lav she'eino ma'isa lokano lav, but it could be by this weaker lav that's only there in order to strengthen the mitzvah, but the category of the lav is really underneath the title of the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah's essay. So over here we wouldn't necessarily give malchus because it's not a total violation of an independent lav. This is the defense of the Shtei Chemet. And this is also problematic because many of the Rishonim, the Sefer HaChinuch, seems to be mashma that you would get malchus by the Isser of Baal Tigra and Baal Tosif, which seems to say that these are independent lavim and they're not necessarily sniffim and connections to the mitzvah's essay and footnotes to the mitzvah's essay. I'd like to suggest a different answer to the questions that we've asked. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim in Perek Beis Halacha Tes has an interesting statement. He writes, Ezehu Baal Tosif. He says, we know that the Chachamim have the ability to make takanos. They have the unique koach that we grant them with the ability, the Torah grants them with the ability to make takanos. However, if they take it too far, writes the Rambam, and they say when it comes to basar v'chalav, so min haTorah there's only an iser to cook milk and meat together. But Chachamim made a takanam d'rabbanan that even cooking chicken and milk is also usher. If the Chachamim would present this in a way that this chicken and milk is not only asur midrabbanan, but this is included in the mitzvah in haTorah, the Rambam writes, this is Baal Tosif. This is Baal Tosif. And the writer there questions the Rambam. And he says, is that correct? Is this true? He says, we find that Rabbanan do this all the time. They make us smachtas. But the writer really says further. He says, if you look through all of Shas, the examples that the Shas, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Tenth Perek and Sukkah and other places and Rosh Hashanah that give us examples of Baal Tosif, so they're Baal Tosif in mitzvahs. You can't add a fifth min to the lulav. You can't add a fifth parsha to the tefillin. You can't add to your tzitzis. Where does the Rambam get this new Baal Tosif that seems not to be said anywhere in the Gemara? The Rambam seems to be against all of Shas. These are not the examples of Baal Tosif. So the Gemara doesn't even refer to the Chachamim, saying that there are more mitzvahs to the Torah. And Rav Shach writes in Avi Ezri, the answer to this question is that there are two types of Baal Tosif. The Rambam 100% agrees to the Yisod of the Ravid, that the classical example throughout Shas is what is said, that you cannot add a min to the lulav, you cannot add a parsha to the tefillin. The Rambam is not disagreeing with that. However, the Rambam is telling us that there's a new type of Baal Tosif. The truth is the Gra already alludes to this. The Gra points out that very interesting thing. When I read Parshas Re'eh, this pasuk of Es Kol Adavar Asher Anochi Mitzaveh Eschem Osos Tishmeru La'asos Lo Sosif Olav Lo Sigra Mimenu, the truth is, this is not the first time that we encounter the Yisr of Baal Tosif and Baal Tigra. If you look back in Parshas Va'as Chanan, so the Torah also tells us about this Yisr of Baal Tosif and Baal Tigra. The Torah says, Lo Sosifu Aladavar Asher Anochi Mitzaveh Eschem V'lo Sigru Mimenu Lishmor Etz Mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem Asher Anochi Mitzaveh Eschem. Why the repetition? Why does the Torah have to tell us twice about this Yisr, not to be Moses to the mitzvahs, and not to reduce from the mitzvahs? But the question really is further. Why is it that in Parshas Va'as Chanan, the Lashon is B'Lashon Rabim, Lo Sosifu Aladavar, V'lo Sigru Mimenu? And why is it that in this week's Parasha, it says Lo Sosif in Lashon Yachid, V'lo Sigru Mimenu? And the Gra writes, the answer is because there are two types of Baal Tosif. There is Baal Tosif that the Ravid is claiming, which is throughout Shas, which is said to the Yachid. When you practice the mitzvahs, your Maisa HaMitzvah, your Kiyume HaMitzvahs should be done the way the Torah presented it. And do not add as a Yachid, and do not diminish from the Kiyum HaMitzvah that is given to you. Your Maisa should be exactly the way the Torah designates. Do not add on your own. And this is said to Kol Yachid V'Yachid in the Maisa HaMitzvah. However, there's another Baal Tosif that is said B'Lashon Rabim in Parshas Va'as Chanan. And that is said to the Chachamim, to the Hora'ah, that the Chachamim and Chazal that present and teach all of the Taryag Mitzvahs of the Torah, they should present the Taryag Mitzvahs of the Torah as Taryag Mitzvahs. Do not add to the Hora'ah, and do not diminish from the Hora'ah of Taryag Mitzvahs. And the Gra writes this, the Lashon Rabim is said to Chazal, because the rabbis collectively are going to teach the Torah, and they should not diminish from what the Torah is, and they should not add from the Torah. And that's why he writes the Gra, this is B'Lashon Rabim. Whereas the Chiyuv of Kol Yachid V'Yachid, when they practice the mitzvos, that is said B'Lashon Yachid. The truth is, if you look at the Lashonos of the Psukim, it's apparent. Because the Torah writes in Va'as Chanan, the Baal Tosef that said to Chazal on Bedin Hora, Lo Sosifu Ala Dover Asher Anochi Mitzaveh Eschem Lo Sigmar Mumanu. Why? Lishmor Es Mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem. This will be a Shmira on all of the mitzvos of Hashem. It's a Shmira on the Taryag mitzvos. Do not add to the teachings of the Torah. However, when it comes to the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, which is said L'chol Yochid V'Yochid on the Maisa mitzvos, so the Lashon is, Es Kol Adavar Asher Anochi Mitzaveh Eschem Osos Yishmeru La'asos, La'asos Lo Sosif Olav Lo Sigra Mimenu. It's a Shmira on the Asiya. Do not be Ose it with a Hosafa and with a Giraon, but rather one should do the Maisa HaMitzvah the way the Torah designates. If this is true, this is the answer to the Rambam. The Rambam agrees to the Ravid that there's a classical Baal Tosif in Parshas Re'eh of the Baal Tosif of the Maisa HaMitzvah. But the Rambam came off of this Gra, and he said there's another Parsha, Parshas Va'as Chanan. And Parshas Va'as Chanan tells us that there's a Baal Tosif Behora'ah. There's a Baal Tosif of Chachamim teaching us Taryad Mitzvos. Not 640 Mitzvos, but 613 Mitzvos. And we can't diminish from the Mitzvos of the Torah as well. And that's why the Rambam in Hilchos Mamre introduced a new mitzvah. And the truth is, if you look at the Sifrei in Parshas Re'eh lists all the examples that it collects, all the examples that are found in Shas of different cases of Baal Tosif and Baal Tigra. Not to add to the Tfilin, not to add to the Dalaminim, not to add to Tzitzis. And the question is, why did the Sifrei decide to skip to Parshas Re'eh, where the Drasha of the Sifrei really could have been earlier in Parshas Va'as Chanan, the first time we encounter Baal Tosif and Baal Tigra? The answer is because the Sifrei was referring to the Baal Tosif and Baal Tigra of the Maisa HaMitzvah, of adding a Parsha of Tzilin, of adding a Min of Lulav, and therefore would not be appropriate to be in Parshas Va'as Chanan. Rav Huttner writes that this idea of the Gra is really meduyuk, because if you look in the Sifrei has a drasha. The Sifrei writes that not only is Baal Tosif applying to when a person does an action like he adds the tefillin, he adds the fifth min to the luav, but also afilu bedibur, like the Gemara tells us, even by Birkas Kohanim where there's no action, and you're just adding another bracha with your speech, you also violate Baal Tosif and Baal Tigra. So the Sifrei's simple understanding of the drasha in the Sifrei is Eskola davar afilu dibur. So the Sifrei writes that the lashon of davar is afilu dibur. One violates the iser even when it comes to dibur. But the Gra changes the girsa of the Sifrei, and it's not really clear why he does so. And he says it's not learned out from the word davar afilu dibur, but it's learned out from the word that we find only in Parshas Re'eh and not in Parshas Va'eschanan. Es kol. The lashon of kol is marbe, that even if you speak and you don't do an action, you violate Baal Tosif and Baal Tigra. And the question is, why did the Gra switch the girsa of the Sifrei? Rav Hutner suggests this is exactly the reason. If we look in the Parsha of Va'eschanan, what was given to the Baal Tosif of Hora'a, of Chazal, so the Pasuk says also, Lo Sosifu Al Hadavar, and the drasha could have been Afilu Dibur. But there's no kol. Rav Hutner writes, if we would have learned it from the Lashon of Davar, so we would have learned it from the drasha in Parshas Va'eschanan. And Rav Hutner writes, but there's no Chiddush. The fact that you violate Baal Tosif and Baal Tigra afilu bedibur, even with speech, that is only a chiddush in Parshas Re'eh, where the violation is in the Maisa HaMitzvah. And therefore the Sifrei has to tell us, not only do you violate with a Maisa, with an action of adding to tefillin or adding to lulav, but even if you just speak, that is also a violation of Baal Tosif and Baal Tigra l'chol yachid v'yachid. However, if the violation is only behorah, so the first way, the initial response that you would tell me, how do you violate this, is bedibur. I would say it's a larger chiddush that you could even demonstrate the Torah with more mitzvos. So the simple understanding of that type of Baal Tosif is with dibur. So if there's an added chiddush in the Sifrei that you even violate it with dibur, so the Gra says that drasha must be from Parshas Re'eh, which is on the Maisa Mitzvah, l'chol yachid v'yachid. And therefore it has to be from something that's unique to the Parsha of Parshas Re'eh, which is the word kol, which is not found in the Parsha of Parshas Va'eschanan. And this is why the Gra l'shitaso switched the girsa of the Sifrei and said the limud of davar afilu dibur is not from the word davar, which is found in both parshios, but it's rather learned from the lashon of kol, which is only found in Parshas Re'eh, because there's an added chiddush that not only with a maisa is the yachid violating Baal Tosif in the mitzvah, but rather even bedibur. If this is correct, Rav Osai, we now can answer the question that we asked on the Rashba. The Rashba, when he's eating his Pesach Seder, and he has more than a kazayis, of course he agrees to the Yisod of Tosfos. Repetition is, of course, not a violation of Baal Tosif and Baal Tigra. If you add on to the kolos of Shofar and you repeat the same exact kolos, so the Rashba says, of course one doesn't violate Baal Tosif. But the Rashba was answering a different question. The Rashba was coming off the understanding of the Rambam, that there are two types of Baal Tosif. Tosfos' answer is insufficient to answer all the questions that bother us. Tosfos is referring to the Baal Tosif of Parshas Re'eh, l'chol yachid v'yachid, that in the Maisa HaMitzvah, you violate. So the answer is no. Because one is repeating, this is not a violation of the kol yachid v'yachid in his Maisa HaMitzvah, because I'm not adding a new min. I'm not adding a new Parsha Tzolon. I'm not adding a new kol shofar. I'm just repeating. But the Rashba says that's very nice for the Baal Tosif of Parshas Re'eh, of the Baal Tosif, the Hosafa, l'chol yachid v'yachid. However, what about the Parsha of Parshas Va'eschanan, the Baal Tosif on the Chiyuv HaMitzvah, Chazal being Mechayiv me and added mitzvos? So that the Rashba was bothered that when Chachamim come and say there's more mitzvos to the mitzvah of the Torah, we now are obligated in 100 kolos. So on that the Rashba says, that's Baal Tosif. They're adding to the Chiyuvei HaTorah, like the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Mamrim. And he responds to the Ravid, I agree to you, Ravid. That's the Baal Tosef of Yachid. But what about the Baal Tosef of Oshanan, given to the Chachamim, that they can't add to the Taryag Mitzvahs, to the Chiyuvei HaMitzvahs? So on that, the Rashba has to come on to a new answer. When it comes to the Isser of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra, of the Chiyuvim, since the Chachamim have the ability to create Takanos Nidrabanan, and that is within the framework of the Torah, so as long as they leave it on the level of the Rabbanan, they have that koach. And that's why the Rashba had to come on to a new answer. It's not that the Rashba disagreed fundamentally with Tosfos. He agrees to the Yisod of Tosfos when it comes to the Yachid. But he needs to come on to a new answer when it comes to the Hosafa on the Chiyuvei HaTorah, given to Chazal. This will answer the question of Baal Tigra. 100%. You're not over Baal Tigra if you just sit at home and you're passive and you don't do a mitzvah like the Turi Eben writes. You're just mevatel a mitzvah's essay. That's not what the Rashba is suggesting. The Rashba is saying, but when Chazal tell us that the Taryag mitzvahs are not intact and we're going to reduce from the Taryag mitzvahs and cancel a mitzvah this year on Shofar, on Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, so that is Baal Tigra. Because that's the Baal Tigra of Pashas Va'aschanan. That's being Megareya from the Chiyuvei HaTorah. And that's in violation of Baal Tigra of Pashas Va'aschanan. And that's the answer to all of our questions. And the Rambam and the Ravid are really Lishitasam. Because the Rambam writes that the Ravid tells us, and Tosus tells us, that even if one takes more of the Dalad Minim, more of what one's obligated, and he repeats the same Min, and he takes it again, and he adds four Hadassim, five Hadassim, not Hadassim, takes two Lulavs. So the Ravid and the Tosus says, there's no difference between that, and repetition of the Kolos of Shofar, that's like a repetition. And the Rambam claims that that's not correct. When it comes to three, except for Hadas, because it's Noye Mitzvah, the Rambam writes to take two lulavs is a violation of Baal Tosef. And the question is, why? Why isn't the Ravid right? The Ravid Tain is on the Rambam. This is repetition. This is just like Tosfos says to repeat from the Kolos. And Tosfos himself extends to even adding the second lulav. So this isn't Baal Tosef. The answer is, writes Rav Shach, that the Rambam says, even for the Yachid, to present the Chiyuvei HaTorah in another fashion, that the Chiyuv is really two lulavs. So you're right, a repetition takes away the Baal Tosef of the Maisach Mitzvah, but you're also demonstrating a new Chiyuv of the Torah, and it's the violation of the new Baal Tosef in Parshas Va'aschanan to present the Taryag Mitzvahs in a different way. And this is why the Rambam held that even repetition of taking the same min of the lulav and not taking a different min, you still have Baal Tosef, but Baal Tosef of Chiyuvei HaTorah and not Baal Tosef of Maisa HaMitzvah. And I think we now answered all of the questions that we asked on the Rashba, and we showed that the Rashba really agrees to the Yisod of Tosfos, and the Rambam agrees to the Yisod of the Ravid, but because there are two Parshios of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra, so there's an added halacha that one has to deal with throughout the halachas of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra. I'd like to end off with the Yisod that I found in the Sefer Chemdas Yisrael, the Baal Klei Chemder of Dan Platsky. He says another response to the questions of the Turi Evan on the Rashba. Different than what we just mentioned, I'd like to suggest another idea. And really, well, this will shed light on how we should accomplish the Mitzvah of Shofar this year. It really is intact. The Chemdas Yisrael writes in his Hakdama, when the Torah, when we accepted the Mitzvahs, and we went into the Parsha of Arvis of Kol Yisrael Ariven Zelazeh, and we accepted all the brachas and the kolos at Har Grizim and Har Evo. So the Gemara in Sultan Daf Lamed Zayin tells us that it's not only the mitzvahs that we accepted, but connected to every mitzvah was four tzivuim and four mitzvahs really connected to each mitzvah. Every mitzvah has within it not only the chi of la'asos esa mitzvah, but the Gemara writes in Sota, lilmod ulelamed lishmor ulasos. We connect to the mitzvah not only by obligating ourselves to do it, but we need to learn each mitzvah, we need to teach each mitzvah, we need to guard each mitzvah, and we need to act on each mitzvah. So although the mitzvahs right to the Avnei Nezer was given, there were certain mitzvahs only given for the Kohanim to do, and we don't really relate to those mitzvahs. The answer is we do. Because the mitzvah is not only the lasos, but the mitzvah is also lomod ulamed, to learn and to teach. So the way we connect to all the Taryag mitzvahs is that we need to learn it, and we need to teach it. And that's why the mitzvahs of Kahuna are really Shava Bakol, writes the Avnei Nezer. However, Nashim, when it comes to their mitzvahs, that they are not obligated in the certain mitzvahs, when it comes to shaving the head, Bal Takif, so that is Eino Shava Bakol, writes the Avnei Nezer. Because Nashim do not have a chiyuv of the Helgisa Bo Yamam Valayla, of Lilmud Ulalamet. They might have a chiyuv of Liman in order to know the halakhos of how to practice, but they don't have the chiyuv of Lilmud Ulalamet. And therefore, writes the Avnei Nezer, for them, there are certain mitzvahs that are Eino Shava Bakol. The Chandas Yisrael quotes the question of the mitzvahs. The idea of Gzeirah D'Rabbah that we have this year, Rosh Hashanah, Shechalias B'Shabbos. So this is not only fined by shofar, that we're worried that someone's going to carry and bring it to a baki in order to learn how to blow or to learn the brachos. The Chandas Yisrael, the Nativ asks, it also applies to lulav. Lulav we also don't take if it falls out on Shabbos. Because of Gzeirah D'Rabbah, maybe someone will be motziyed in Rosh Hashanah where there's no Eruv. But why isn't this said by matzah? If the first night of Pesach falls out on Shabbos, why don't we make a Gzeirah D'Rabbah not to take matzah? So the Chandas Yisrael answers the Nativ's question beautifully. And he says, because Chazal, when they made this takana of Gzeirah D'Rabbah, they didn't uproot the mitzvah totally, but they told us that the Chelek Ha'asiyah we're not going to do. But the mitzvah itself still exists. Because you still have the chelek of lomod ulamed. And therefore, when it comes to the mitzvah of shofar, or when it comes to the mitzvah of lulav, Chazal didn't uproot the mitzvah totally. It's just the chelek asiyah that they removed. However, the chelek of lomod, the chelek of ulamed, is intact, and the mitzvah is still kayam on that day. However, when it comes to matzah, so women are obligated in the mitzvah of matzah as well. But as we said, women have the chiyuv to know the halachos, but they don't have the chiyuv to just learn the mitzvahs for the sake of learning. Lilmud ulami does not apply to them if they know the halachos already. So writes the Chandas Yisrael, if Chazal would have said Gzeirah D'Rabbah when it comes to matzah as well, then they would have uprooted the mitzvah totally, and that's something that the Chachamim do not want to do. So when it comes to matzah, which Nashim are chayavos in as well, we did not want to uproot the mitzvah, and therefore we did not say Gzeirah D'Rabbah. The Chandas Yisrael continues and he says, Al Pivis Yisod, we can answer the question of the Turi Evin. The Turi Evin says, Bal Tigra, Rashba, that only applies when you have a structure of the house and you reduce from that structure. But if you don't reduce from the structure, you don't have a structure to begin with. You just sat at home, you didn't take the shofar. That's a Mevatel Mitzvah essay. That's not Bal Tigra. You're not being Megareah from something existing. So the Chandas Yisrael says, absolutely not. Every Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos, the mitzvah is existing. Because all we're removing is the Chelek Ha'asiyah. But the Chelek of Lomud Ulalamed already exists. So you really are being Megareah from a pre-existing mitzvah. From a structure that really is in front of you. There is a mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, and the Chazal, all they said was, just remove the Chelek of Lasos. Just remove the Chelek of Asiyah. But the mitzvah of Lomud Ulalamed is still Kayam, and that's why the Rashba says, you are really in violation of Bal Tigra, and he needs to come on to a new answer of why Bal Tigra does not apply. This is a tremendous message to us in the upcoming Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, that although we don't have this mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar when it's Chal on Shabbos, it's not correct. We do have the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar when it's Chal on Shabbos. We don't have the Chelek Ha'asiyah, but we have the Chelek of Lomud Ulalamed. And the same way we connect to the mitzvah HaKohanim by the Chelek HaLimud Shebo, we now connect to the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar this year through the Chelek HaLimud Shebo, and we need to learn and teach the halachos of Shofar so that we can really be Mekayim the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shechalios B'Shabbos.